Cease Trying to Make the Other a Second Edition of Yourself, Dr. Joseph Murphy. I believe that Joel Osteen said that most people would fulfill 80% of your needs. However, 20% will be unmet. Therefore, people wander aimlessly to find that 20% and soon realize that there is still a void. No one person on the planet is ever going to complete 100% of all your intellectual, emotional, spiritual, physical, and financial needs. As soon as we understand this, we will stop trying to create second editions of our significant other and really begin to live our life as our Creator intended it on the first day of our creation. Trying to change someone to comply with your criteria of a loving relationship is a recipe for disaster that can lead to separation and ultimately divorce. You don't want to be a kamikaze. Here are the three L's of life. Love what you do, love who you're with, love where you live. There are many definitions of love, but here is another one. Love is the unconditional effort to appreciate and respect another human being intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. There are no boundaries, restraints, or white picket fences that contain this thing called love. It is similar to a beautiful rose in full bloom. One cannot force the unfoldment of this four-letter word, love. As with the rose, the unnatural unfoldment causes its demise. Those in life that are blessed and fortunate to experience this unconditional effort called love are happy and fulfilled. To expect someone to fall in love with you and not understand the latter is an exercise in futility. One must love oneself first before they can even begin to love anyone else. As stated earlier, in order to accomplish this, one must know thyself. This is the ultimate beginning of awareness and understanding that leads towards the true meaning of love that is expressed emotionally and physically. Knowing thyself begins to clear the path towards greater unfoldment of our talents, aspirations, and everything else that is desired intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially. By the way, that elusive 20% is already inside you.